USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Israeli forces are advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza reporting intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles in close proximity to hospitals. Former President Trump has shared his perspective on the Israel-Hamas conflict in an interview with Univision. He indicated the situation will have to play out.
There's no hatred like the Palestinian hatred of Israel and Jewish people, and probably the other way around also. I don't know, you know, it's not as obvious, but probably that's it too.
He argued that under his administration's tough stance on Iran, the war would not have erupted. President Biden maintaining his innocence amid the ongoing impeachment inquiry led by the House Oversight Committee. Committee Chair James Comer has issued subpoenas to two former business associates of Hunter Biden and two other individuals connected to the president's son. President Biden is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. The encounter is set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO summit during which Xi is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. He'll be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in U.S.-China relations. The U.S. has lost an American hero.
We have ignition sequence start. The engines are armed. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
NASA's oldest living astronaut has died. Frank Borman was an Air Force colonel who commanded two early NASA missions, including the Apollo 8 mission in 1968, which was the first crewed spacecraft to orbit the moon. In a statement yesterday, NASA said Borman died Tuesday in Montana following a stroke. Frank Borman was 95 years old. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The possibility of another U.S. government shutdown looms as Congress is required to pass funding legislation by November 17th. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson has not yet outlined his strategy for a short-term spending plan to prevent a shutdown. The situation poses a significant challenge for Johnson, given his predecessor, Kevin McCarthy, was ousted by conservatives for depending on Democratic votes to pass a funding bill in September. Meanwhile, in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has initiated steps to enable his chamber to proceed with its own short-term spending bill. Former President George W. Bush expressed confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Bush has consistently voiced unwavering support for Israel, emphasizing last week that, in his view, one side is guilty and it's not Israel. Election offices in a number of states across the country have discovered envelopes containing suspicious powdery substances. Investigations are underway in Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Georgia, as all the envelopes were received this week. In Spokane, authorities confirmed traces of fentanyl in an envelope received by the county elections office. Meanwhile, Tacoma police reported the substance in their letter tested positive for baking soda. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.